In today's episode, we interview a man named Barack Obama. That's right, we're talking to the President of the United States of America. So you don't want to miss one moment of episode 27 of the Greenhouse Podcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, podcasters alike. Welcome to the brand new show that's been around for a while. This is the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green. Today we have a real treat for you. Today we're gonna be talking with a man named Barack Obama. He is the President of the United States. He's on his way. Not sure where he is yet. He hasn't called me back for days. But I figured, you know, he's gonna show up. He's gonna show up any moment now, and might as well just start recording, right? Might as well just hit the flip the switch and hope for the best. I mean, he's been on all sorts of other shows. He's been on the one with the guy from Seinfeld. I don't know what his name is. I think his last name starts with an S. Anyway, whatever that show was. Anyway, I'm pretty excited. So Barack Obama's coming later, and you know, wait, I think he's at the door now. Wait, who is? That's not. It's a man with a beard out there. Hold on. I'm gonna go find him. Jensen, how you doing? Is that you?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Welcome.
Hey, Jordan.
You just showed up right up. Wow. Have a seat.
Well, I heard Barack Obama was going to be here, and so
you know what? Since he's not here, do you mind just being on the show with us today?
All right.
Cool. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jensen Brock to the show. So there's this crazy thing we do. I don't know if you've heard our show yet, Jensen?
I listened to every episode of season one.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, season one was what started it all back in the 70s.
Yeah. All the way back then. Man.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's great to have you on the show, finally, right?
Yeah, it's...
long time coming.
We've discussed it once or twice.
Exactly. A few times. Well, Jensen, welcome to the show. You know, you're not Barack Obama, but the next best thing. Yeah. You know, it's great to have another bearded man on the show.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I've been meaning to ask you, ever since the day I met you, when was the day that you decided I'm going to grow a beard? Because I've had that day, and I'm kind of curious on what started for you.
For me, it was...
the year 1980.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Oh.
It was near the end of the football season. No, I did not play football. I was in marching band and drumline, so I'm still cool.
Right on.
And I finally started to be able to grow some facial hair. I remember the first attempt at growing facial hair, I just didn't shave the portion on the bottom of my chin, and I got laughed at a couple of times because it looked like I just missed a spot. But finally I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna see what happens, and
let it grow.
By my junior year I had a pretty full beard, and kind of flip-flopped back and forth whether having a short beard or a long beard. But since I could grow facial hair, I haven't been without it, except for once where I got bored one day and decided to shave.
And to shave the beard?
Shaved straight down to the skin, never do it again.
And that changed your life forever. You knew you had to have a beard.
Yeah. This is not the first long beard I've had either.
Really?
Yeah. So once before I had it about this long, and I was very proud of it. No, this was kind of near the end of, I think I'm still in college, but I had it really long, and one of my best friends from high school was getting married, and his wife's one request was for me to shave my beard.
Wow.
Yeah, I still haven't forgiven her.
Oof. I don't know if I could do it, personally. I mean, us beards have to stick together, man.
Yep.
To the end. Well, buddy, thanks for... By the way, did you want some... Here, Jack Daniels. We have that.
Yes. I'm just going to... I haven't finished the last bit, but I figure I might as well...
Bro,
if I have
might
to
as
sit
well...
for another few minutes with you, I might as well top it off.
Exactly. Do you like different types of whiskey, Jensen?
I do. I call myself a whiskey enthusiast. Maybe a sub... bourbonite. I just thought of that one. It's terrible. I'm sorry,
really?
Guys.
Hey, bourbonites, you know, it could be a new word in the dictionary. Is that is it a real word?
Well, see, bourbon is a type of whiskey generally from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, bourbon is only from Kentucky.
Ah.
And there's whenever somebody is from the suburbs that you might call them a suburbanite. So why can't I just be a bourbonite?
Oh,
Kind of like Mennonite, but, you know, with the beard.
I like it.
Yeah.
There's so many Anite words out there.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the list. Welcome to the list.
But I don't discriminate. I do also love Tennessee whiskey. Jack Daniels is fantastic.
How do you know so much about whiskey? Did you used to be a bartender?
No, I was never a bartender. I knew a lot of bartenders. They were my friends. And no, I just, I was actually, have you ever heard of Straight Edge?
I have not.
So Straight Edge was
a movie?
No, it was, it was a movement that started in 1981 with this punk rock band from DC. Instead of doing heroin and getting wasted and sleeping around with everyone, they decided to not do those things. And it was kind of a health decision, somewhat of a moral decision. And they decided to, and they wrote songs about it and lived that lifestyle. And I got really into that in high school. And
you were a part of the movement.
Yeah, I was. Wow. I called myself Straight Edge. You know, they'd like draw these X's on their hands.
Like
and
a tattoo?
Stuff. No, with markers. Some of them tattooed it, but I didn't.
You had to write that on your arm every week.
I didn't do it every week, but anytime I went out and was dressed up in my gear with my, you know, Screamo band T-shirt and
people got to know that you are a part of it.
Yeah, so I got a little militant about it and stuff, but eventually, I guess I grew up from there.
Yeah,
there's no alcoholism in my family. Mm. I was raised around people that consumed alcohol responsibly.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So I started off and, I always liked nice things, and so I liked the idea of a nice car or a nice thing. So I started off with beer, and then I started trying whiskey. And like everyone, they always start with something like Jack Daniels because it has some sweetness oaky notes. And then you kind of grow on from there, and you're like, oh, this tastes really good. I wonder what this tastes like. Why does this bottle cost almost twice as much for the same amount? And then you look into craftsmanship. So, you know,
and all the specifics.
Yeah. Around. So it's all these flavor profiles. But also what's really cool is being able to read up about a distillery that has been around for, you know, over 100 years. And they've been doing it the same way. And there's ways to do it easier and create a lot more quantity.
Mm.
But the craftsmanship and working really hard creates a better product. And I really appreciate that.
It's probably because for those 100 years, not only did they have the same process, but probably the same people doing it for 100 years.
I don't know if anybody's lived that long.
Well, you never know.
Well, whenever you drink bourbon for a living, I assume it's got to shorten your life.
Yeah, that's true.
To a certain extent.
To an extent.
Yeah,
exactly.
But to I know that you being a person that always likes to spout off quotes from some of your favorite people.
This is true. Do you have a quote?
Yes. So, the founder of the Pappy Van Winkle Distillery, he is quoted saying, we make fine bourbon.
Ooh.
At a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always fine bourbon.
Is that a commercial quote or is it an actual quote?
It's a legitimate quote. They have it written on the walls at the distillery.
I like it.
Yeah. But man. Enough about bourbon.
Hey, enough about bourbon. I mean, we can go all day about that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I really can.
It's true. Well, tell me, you moved here how long ago? And do you enjoy living here in Georgia?
Yeah, so actually I was born and raised
in Georgia. And you've never left?
I've never lived in anywhere other than the state of Georgia. Wow. I've lived as far south as Valdosta and as far north as Franklin Springs. It's about 30 minutes north of Athens.
Well, gosh golly.
But I was born and raised in Jackson County. And now I live here in Lawrenceville.
Wow.
Yep. So
just down yonder, past the tracks.
Yep.
Nice.
On the wrong side of the tracks.
The other side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. And you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. My wife and I just bought a house back in July.
Oh yeah.
So that was a blast. It was quite an experience.
Shout out to your wife and what a wedding, man. Can I just say?
Yeah.
What a blast.
It was the best day of my life so far.
Definitely.
No, that's a lie. Every day I get to spend with
every
her
day
is
since.
Better. Yeah.
That was the beginning of many great days to come.
Yeah. Also, awesome. Shout out to my wife. You just did.
Yes.
But she just got some exciting news.
What? So, announcement time.
Yeah. So
we need an announcement time song.
Well, so she's going to be graduating with her undergrad in May.
Oh.
But what's really awesome is she just got her acceptance letter for graduate school today.
Bro.
Yeah.
This is awesome news.
Yeah. So it's this really amazing program that's a combined master's and doctorate. Yes, my wife is way, way smarter than I am.
Wow.
Yeah. And better looking and more patient. She's better than me in every way. But yeah, it's pretty exciting for her. She's getting to work with this amazing professor that really gets like what she wants to do and is really passionate about her just being successful. So I just got that news on the way over here, and I was pretty excited about
Jensen,
it, so I knew I had to talk about it.
Yeah, this is awesome. You know, in fact, I bet we're going to have people tweeting us at the Greenhouse Pod about this situation, just giving us some great, you know, exciting words and encouragement. Or they might find us at thegreenhousepodcast.com, and might maybe they'll email us at thegreenhousepodcast@icloud.com.
Yeah. You feel free to donate to the Greenhouse Podcast.
There's a donate button on the website. Oh, man. Well, that's awesome news, man. We got to do this announcement thing more awesome and more often. No, that's fantastic, man. Yeah. That's a great great announcement. Oh, by the way, speaking of your wedding, man, the show that was put on, man, I tell you, you were in the show.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the point, you're a musician, a musically talented individual.
Yeah, you could say that.
Tell us more about that.
So I'm a drummer, and I've been a drummer for, I believe Siri said, 14 years and 147 days.
Wow.
But no, it's 147 days until 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
But in Siri time, that's like 40 years. It's kind of like dog years.
Yeah.
that's a long time, man.
Yeah.
You enjoy that?
I do. It's a blast.
What kind of music do you play?
So mainly what I find myself playing is traditional country music. I play with a cover band here locally. We do gigs at different bars around. But I also play with this guy, Taylor Alexander, part of his band called Tennessee Tapwater. Taylor Alexander and Tennessee Tapwater. How cool does
Dude,
that sound?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's super traditional country stuff. Lots of fun to play. I've known those guys for a
long time.
Yeah, longer than I've known my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, and they've known my wife longer than they've known me.
Wow.
Yeah, so similar friend group.
That's great.
Great people. He lives in Nashville now, and I love being able to go up there. And
you still do shows and everything.
Yeah, so with that, less so, obviously, with him living in Nashville. But every chance I get, I make sure I make it up there.
Great. Yeah. Now, have you ever recorded anything before?
Yeah, so we had some things on iTunes. We pulled it down because it was under the old band name. But we're working on putting together a full-length Reddit record to go and record. So hopefully that'll happen, you know, within 2016.
Did you happen to put anything on maybe SoundCloud or anything online someone could look you up, or maybe a website or anything like that?
If you try really hard, you might find something. The band that we were in, we essentially, the band broke up, but we all stayed playing together. So
classic situation. We've all been there.
Yeah. So the name of the band was Young America.
Yeah.
And if you look around, I think all the websites and stuff have been pulled down. We didn't renew our domain. I think we pulled down our Bandcamp page and everything else. But
oh yeah, well the same thing happened to me in college.
So speaking of college, I actually refer to myself as a Bible college dropout.
Really?
Yeah. So
why do you say that?
Well, I technically, well,
did you actually drop out of college for Bible college?
Well, no. I was in Bible college, and technically, I dropped out because I didn't finish what I set out to do. I did leave an associate's degree, but I just feel like at that point, I really was just a Bible college dropout because I was in Bible college and I dropped out.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I left with an associate's degree, that's like, yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I was trying to think of a really funny analogy, but I just can't think of it. But anyways, but I say Bible college dropout because I find it kind of funny, at least for myself, because my mom is a really big fan of Grease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have that song in their Beauty School Dropout.
Ah, yes.
Which she actually was by the way.
Really?
Yeah. So my mom, she went on later and got some other degree for something that she's doing now. But whenever she was younger, she did go to beauty school for a short period of time and dropped out. And in fact, so this is really funny.
Yeah.
One time, my mom cut my hair for me, and
go to like a great clip. So
she was like, I can do it. I went to beauty school. At that time, I didn't realize the fact that she was a beauty school dropout. So she was like, yeah, it'll be fine. So all up front, the front side of was perfect. But what I realized when I looked in the mirror is that she had given me a mullet. So I had a nice long, you know, tuft of hair hanging down the backside of my neck.
And you didn't know that.
Yeah. So when I saw it right after she cut my hair, I flipped out and I was so upset. And I was like, "You gave me a mullet. This looks ridiculous." So instead of just fixing it and us moving on, she spent 20 minutes convincing me that it looked cool and that it was in style. She eventually lost and she fixed it, but you know, it was just
but it wasn't in style.
No, it wasn't. There has never been a time when a mullet was in style.
Ever. Yeah, in the history ever. Of them.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Joe Osteen, you can say whatever you want, dude, but that mullet you have is not in style.
Bro. Did you ever think about going back to Bible school since you dropped out?
No. I tell people this. I realized that I loved the like leadership aspect and like being in charge and going to meetings and planning things way more than I loved people.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you know, we've all been there.
Yeah. So, yeah, just
fair enough, man. I feel like I'm gonna be the Kylo Ren to your Darth Vader one day. Like, I'll show up and be like,
spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
No, it is in the trailer. He walks up to Darth Vader's mask and he says, "I will finish what you started."
Oh, I haven't seen that trailer.
well, sorry.
Yeah, but I do hope to see the movie soon. My wife and I have been really excited about it. It's just that
great movie, man.
Yeah, I'm working. She's in school. It's just hard to find time to go see movies.
Maybe you can finish what everyone else has started. Oh,
nice.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go on and move on to the next section. You know, we're running out of time in this spot, but we'll have more time to talk about nothing in the third half of the show, in the fourth half. Yeah. One of the halves.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what time it is now? Well, not literally. It's he looks at his 10. Watch. No, do you know what time it is in the show?
Is it improv?
It's improv.
Improv.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time joining us, because maybe you stumbled upon this podcast in iTunes, then you might not know that this is the part of the show where we throw our guest into a brand new situation that they were not expecting. An improv sketch, as you will. Now, in this improv situation, Jensen, are you ready?
I am ready.
We like to do a little bit of who, what, where. So the who in this case is you and I are no longer Jensen and Jordan. Now, we're just going to spend a few minutes talking to each other, having a conversation. Now, in this case, you're actually going to be a TSA agent at an airport. And I'm walking through the airport and approaching you in this situation. All right, cool. You ready?
Yep.
So we're going to start in 3, 2, 1. Hi there. I'm just I'm actually looking to... Do I have to take my shoes off here? Oh. Hello.
Yep.
Wait. I know you.
Yeah, you do.
John?
Yep. But here, it's Officer Daniels. It's Officer Daniels.
Officer Daniels.
Sebastian, take off your shoes.
Okay. So, listen, I know this is awkward. We had the whole situation with your daughter.
You don't have to remind me.
Listen, I want to explain myself, first of all.
Before you continue.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to take off your shoes.
Well... Okay. Shoes are coming off. All right, there you go. So listen, everything that happened, I know it was a little awkward. I had to walk away from the situation, but I wanted to apologize from the depths of my heart, honestly, about everything that happened. You don't have any hard feelings, do you?
No, I'm a professional. We'll handle. I'll be fine.
Fair enough. Now, where do I put my jacket? Now, is it that?
If you could sit it right over there, please.
What are you gonna do with my jacket?
We're just sitting right there, sir.
All right. No hard feelings, right?
No hard feelings.
All right. Now, what do you now?
Can we get the dogs over here? Can we get the drug dogs.
No. Yeah. What did you just say in your walkie there?
No, don't worry about it. It's just clerical stuff. We'll be fine.
It sounded like you said dogs.
All right. So I'm going to need you to stand with your legs apart and your arms parallel to the ground.
Like this?
Yep.
Wait, why are you... You don't have to touch me like that, do you? Okay. What is that? Is that a wand or a gun?
That's my wand. I'm checking to see if you have any weapons.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't think I do. Oh, what are you...
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah, bring them in.
Wait, what are you bringing in? Cuffs. Did you just say cuffs?
No, what, no.
You keep
fine.
Talking that little walkie-talkie thing over there.
No, nah, you're going to be fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. So.
I guess it keeps beeping. Why does it keep
Sebastian,
beeping on
I'm
my belt?
I'm going to need you to step over into this room with me.
That room over there. It looks kind of dark. It looks kind of dark.
Yeah. We're going to have to go in there and have to talk about some things.
Boy. Well, I knew this would happen.
Yeah. Okay. So come in. All right. Sit right there.
Are those the dogs?
Yep. All right. Okay. So we've got your luggage. We're going to have them search.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. They keep sniffing at my legs.
Yeah. Okay. So the dogs have said that you have drugs on you.
I don't. No, I promise. I don't have drugs.
Listen, the dogs don't lie.
Listen. I told you no hard feelings. Listen.
It's not about feelings. What I'm saying is, number one, shouldn't have done that to my daughter.
Oh my God.
Number two, you're going to jail. Bring them in.
No.
Boys, bring them in.
No, please. No, I didn't do anything. Please. No. Ladies and gentlemen, Jensen Brock in the house. The Greenhouse Podcast. Yes, there's the clapping. Very nice. Well done, Jensen. You actually looked at me dead in the eyes there for a second. I was actually a little scared.
Yep.
I don't think I'd want to mess with your daughter, honestly.
Oh, well.
If I ever was in that situation.
Yep.
A little scared now.
Yeah. Well, Lord willing, the creeks don't rise. I don't have a daughter, so.
Fair enough.
Not that I have anything against women or anything. I just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just daughters scare me.
I see how it is. Yeah. I'm just glad that we weren't like in an improv situation where we had a gun range or something. I would.
Oh no, you'd have been totally safe there. Well, no. If it had been the same situation, only
gun range.
It wasn't. No, I would have then put you in my car and we would have went out somewhere far in the woods.
They would have never found me.
Never found you.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
not one single beard hair.
All right. Well, Jensen, you know what time it is now.
Uh-oh. Play the music.
All right. 3 and 2. It is questions and answers time.
Questions and answers.
Questions and answers. Questions and answers.
Well, there it is, guys. That's the questions and answers music. Jensen, what do you think of that music? It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Some pretty sexy music there.
It's not bad. Well, you know what this time means, ladies and gentlemen. This is the part of the show where the guest of the last episode will ask the question to Jensen. Now, they didn't know it was going to be you, Jensen, but that's okay. They gave a random question. Actually, I think it was very intentional for them, but it was random who they were talking to. They didn't know it was going to be you. So here's the question number one. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
This is a pretty serious question. Has there ever been a time in your life where you thought it was about to be your last, aka you're gonna die?
That's a pretty serious question.
Mm.
I don't know if you were ready for that one.
You know, it's interesting. When I first started listening to the question, I was like, nope. Sorry, this is gonna be very boring. But now I'm starting to remember something. So I was in middle school and it was summertime. And so I went with my sister to the river with some of her friends, and it was pretty deep and wide where we were, and there was this giant rope swing, and it was you had to climb up pretty high,
yeah,
and then you swung out, and then you would fly pretty high and then drop
and then
into the creek.
Yeah.
So I got up there like I was going to do it, and then I was like, no, I don't want to do this. And so a couple of my sister's friends was like, just do it. Just jump. You'll be fine. Just do it. Well, so instead of just kind of jumping out,
right.
So that the rope stayed tight, I jumped up. And I closed my eyes, and then whenever the rope snapped back tight, I lost my grip, and instead of falling into the water, I just slammed onto the bank and slid down into the water.
Oh.
So as soon as my body hit the ground, I was out. I was gone. I don't remember anything.
So you thought you were going to die in the moment of the fall.
Yep. And so then I woke up and I had a huge clot of dirt caked over one of my eyes. And my sister thought I had died. So I think she was probably more scared than I was because I was unconscious.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the closest thing I can think of.
Good God. Well, now I'm scared. I don't ever want to get on one of those rope swings again. They are scary, most of them out there.
Yeah.
Because they're all like done by Johnny down the street.
Oh, Johnny's terrible.
He always crazy. Builds those rope swings bad. All right, well, here's question number two.
If you could have any talent that you don't currently possess, what would it be? And the caveat is you're not allowed to use that talent to make money.
Hey-o.
It's only for enjoyment.
There's the question.
Any talent.
But you can't make money. James White, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. our last guest.
Yeah. Well, this is the clean section of the podcast.
Yes.
Well, I guess it would be singing. I'm not a very good singer. I'm actually terrible. My wife really hates it whenever I sing along in the car or sing along anywhere. As long as if she's hearing me singing, she's unhappy because it's that bad. And so I think I would just to appease her and myself, even if I could never even do it publicly, I would like to be able to sing better.
There you go. Hey. And you wouldn't mind not making money.
No. I can make money doing other things. Selling organs, you know.
Jeez. That's the first one you go to. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is the best part. You actually get to ask two questions of your own, Jensen.
Oh, yeah.
To the next guest. The next guest being a mystery to you and you alone. And also our listeners.
Listeners. Gotta whisper for that.
Oh, hello. Can you hear us in your ears? Well, that was great. All right. Okay.
So I'm going to give this one a caveat because I think this guy is a hoss. Sam,
did you say a hoss or a boss?
A hoss. Oh. Just a man's man.
Ah, yes.
Sans Millard Fillmore.
Oh.
Which U.S. president, alive or dead, would you least want to fight in a boxing match?
Oh, least want to fight.
Yeah.
Interesting, because we've had one similar where it was, which one would you fight?
U.S. president?
Yeah. But not like any, but wow, but least want to fight.
That's... Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, there's several options. I mean, what, like 44? So if I'm wrong, I'm really, really sorry. I can't count. But yeah, so, I mean, yeah, you know, just I would say, you know, give the person a second to look through Wikipedia and look at who all the presidents are. When you look at those pictures, and you'll understand why I said you can't choose Millard Fillmore because he would destroy you.
Oh, but good grief. For sure. I think we can all agree on that one.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a very good question. Now you get a second question.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Now you can ask this one to the next guest as well, and they have to answer.
All right. So this one's going to have a little bit of a setup. So picture you are the narrator in Fight Club. By the way, I just found out today, never realized it before, that Edward Norton's character doesn't have a name in the movie Fight Club, nor the book. But yeah, so there's no name for him. But picture you are him, the narrator in Fight Club, and you come to that realization point in the movie where you realize that you are Tyler Durden. Sorry, I should have said spoiler alert.
That's okay. I feel like everybody's seen it this
point. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, then you deserve to have it spoiled.
Exactly.
You realize you're Tyler Durden. Would you fight it and try to fight against being Tyler Durden, or would you go all in and be Tyler Durden?
Oh, that's a good point. Man, I don't even know what I would answer. Well, I guess we'll have to wait till next time to find out the answer from our next guest. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I am excited. I can't wait to hear it.
Can't wait. Well, Jensen, now we have one final question for you, and then we have three more. This question is actually going to be, what is your favorite place? For those of you who are new to our show, this is the What Is Your Favorite Place section, where we ask Jensen, what's his favorite place? Like, where do you like to go and hang out in Georgia? I don't know what the Jackson is.
In the entire state of Georgia?
The entire state.
Okay.
Or the state of mind of Georgia.
Well, you know.
Georgia on my mind.
Yep. Well, I guess because there's a greater population in Atlanta, I'll give you an Atlanta spot that I really enjoy.
I love it.
And I'm not going to say the Claremont Lounge. While that place is wonderful,
it is a great place.
Yep. Have you ever been there, Jordan?
I have not.
Okay. I'll take you sometime.
Fantastic.
You're going to feel really uncomfortable.
I love it. You know, uncomfort is my middle name.
Yep. Well, I'm going to tell you after the episode what that place is. But really, it's actually across the street in the same area. There is a little bar called The Local.
Oh.
Yeah, and so
is it local?
Well, I'd hope so, because, you know, I'm in Atlanta.
But, fair enough.
Yeah, but what I love about that place is they have some great hot dogs and great little like slider-sized sandwiches.
Oh, love those.
Yeah, so you go in, you know, I usually sit outside and have some drinks, have, you know, four hot dogs, and it's a wonderful place.
It's a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. Wow. Then I get, and that's generally my main spot whenever I go visit a brother-in-law of mine that you may even know.
Oh, maybe I do.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, maybe all of us know him.
Yeah, Keithy France.
I've met him once. Yeah. Yeah. You know, he's supposed to be on the show one day, too.
That'd be a good one.
That would be a good one, indubitably. Jensen, you know, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, man.
It's been a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for coming on. By the way, just for our guests, do you have any way of us to reach out to you, find you on Twitter or Instagram or wherever you make your social networking?
Yeah, well, technically, I still have a Twitter, but I discovered for myself I find it useless.
That's what everyone says on the show. Okay, yeah. So do you have Instagram or something?
I do have Instagram. I like that because I don't like to read, you know, 130 characters or whatever.
Yeah,
but I do like to look at pictures.
We're all about pictures in this state of mind.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting dumber. It's like the movie Idiocracy. But
exactly.
It's my Instagram is at Jensen Brock. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty easy. It's my first name, last name, no space, no little fancy characters. It's just my first name and last name, all one word.
Perfect. Well, guys, if you for some reason can't figure that out, pretty simple. You could find us at Instagram at The Greenhouse Podcast, and you can see the picture of us both sitting here giving thumbs up at the camera. It's going to be pretty awesome. So, Jensen, thanks again for coming on the show. And
it was a pleasure.
And guys, gosh, if you haven't met Jensen yet, find him. Find one of his shows. Check out his band. This guy is a cool guy.
Drink bourbon, grow beards, be merry.
Be merry. And married.
I am.
And he is. Guys, thanks for listening to the show this time. This has been episode 27, which is crazy because you're about to turn 27,
right? Yeah, I turned 27 this month.
That is awesome. Guys, thanks for listening to the show. This has been The Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. See you next time, guys. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, dude. Let's do it.
Let's take a picture real quick.